Good afternoon. The front that brought the showers and thunderstorms yesterday with heavy downpours continues to track off the eastern seaboard. In its wake, an upper-level disturbance is still moving through the region, creating some instability, clouds, and showers. We'll also have breaks of sunshine from time to time, and with a gusty northwest breeze, temperatures will tend to hold in the middle and maybe in some cases the upper 60s. The mountainous areas will stay in the 50s through the afternoon. Overnight tonight, skies will be partly cloudy as high pressure builds in. Readings will drop back into the 40s and even some 30s across the higher terrain. And this will set us up for a nice weekend across the region. Tomorrow, we'll look for sunshine mixed with clouds from time to time. Still a bit breezy and cool for this time of year in the middle 60s, but we'll rebound back up to 70 with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. The next front will head our way for Sunday night, and lingering showers will be around into Monday morning, then increasing sunshine behind that front Monday afternoon. Highs on Monday will be back into the mid-60s. High pressure will be locked in through midweek next week, with mostly sunny skies for Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs ranging from the mid to upper 60s on Tuesday to the lower to mid-70s on Wednesday, and another chance of showers and thunderstorms will arrive on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flash flood watches and warnings are out for parts of the Intermountain West. The worst flooding has by far been in the Boulder, Colorado area in the foothills west and north of Denver. Rainfall amounts in 24 hours have set records in this region and in some cases have exceeded 6 to 10 inches. Making matters worse is that some of these areas have suffered through recent wildfires, and burn scars make the terrain ripe for mudslides and debris flows. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Humberto, located about 705 miles northwest of the Cape Verde Islands and moving toward the north-northwest near 12 miles per hour. A turn toward the west-northwest at about the same rate of forward speed is expected over the next 1 to 2 days. Maximum sustained winds are near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Humberto will likely weaken to a tropical storm later today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Boca Reservoir, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low 53, the record high 92 set in 1948, and the record low 37 in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:08 p.m., 12 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler today with a passing shower or two, and highs in the lower to mid-60s and 50s in the mountains. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s, 30s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, in and out sunshine today, breezy and turning cooler, perhaps a passing shower, with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, much cooler today with a few passing showers and highs in the middle 60s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the middle to lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mixture of sunshine and clouds today with a couple of passing showers and highs in the middle 60s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mixture of sunshine and clouds today, the risk of a passing shower, breezy and cooler, with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still a bit breezy, cool, mid to upper 60s, mostly sunny, near 70 on Sunday. A morning shower on Monday, then increasing sun and breezy back to the mid-60s. Sunny, mid to upper 60s Tuesday. Sunny, lower 70s on Wednesday. And the next chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with highs in the lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.